where you've had some weeks to get comfortable. Do you feel yourself more comfortable with the organization, the offense, everything?
Yeah, man. I feel like I'm finding myself here, especially inside of the offense and, you know, with the guys, JG and, you know, all the other receivers. You know, I think it's allowing me to, you know, be comfortable.
You've been through this before many times as a veteran. Is it different now because it's a new start, because everything's new for you, or you just feel like you know how to get your body and yourself ready to go for a season?
You know, it's funny. I was just talking to somebody about this, and, you know, early on, I think in my career, it's definitely hard and, you know, different, you know, and now understanding what my body needs and, you know, what I need to get up and go and be ready to make sure, you know, that I can be productive. You know, it's kind of like relaxing a little bit, you know, now that I have a little routine going on.
You weren't here last year, and it's over, but is there a discussion about you guys being ready to prove, being able to embrace the underdog role and being ready to prove that you're better than the outside perception is?
Yeah, you know, and that's part of the process. I think that's part of the reason of bringing myself here. I think it's part of the reason of bringing Tyrod Taylor here. You know, Carlos Hyde and a number of guys that, you know, Coach Hugh and Mr. Dorsey and D and Jimmy has put in place to make sure that, you know, the culture is going to change and, you know, win football games.
Josh Gordon says you guys have the best receiving group in the league.
He ain't lying.
Yeah, yeah. Expound on that a little bit.
I mean, you know, just, you know, playing to our strengths and, you know, having the ability to have, you know, Tyrod back there and obviously Ty Haley calling plays and the things that Josh can do, that Corey can do, you know, and we got a young cat coming up as well, Callaway, you know, who's really showing a lot of flashes and obviously myself and just, you know, I think the capability of what we all, what we all can do is endless. You know, we can only obviously beat ourselves at this point.
Can you draw much inspiration, guidance, whatever the word, maybe I'm not coming up with the right word here, on the journey that Josh has gone through and where he is in this place in his career? And it seems like it's all on an upward curve.
Yeah, man, listen, not being here and but obviously being tied to sports, you know, you always heard about the Josh, you always heard about Josh and, you know, the things that he was going through. And Now, obviously having the chance to get to know him and hang out with him and talk to him, it's crazy how the perception of an article or what people say about a person can be misconstrued. And having the opportunity to sit with him and learn from him, man, he's a stand-up guy. And, you know, to have him for a full season, you know, that's really good too, not only for myself. But, you know, for the organization and for his career, you know, so I'm excited to see where it goes next.
Is there a comparison for him out there? Is there a guy anywhere that's
no,
like
him? No, he's a league of his own.
And how would you describe that? What puts him in a league of his own? I mean, he's big, he's fast, but in your words, what puts him in a league of his own?
He can run routes. You know, I never really seen a guy for his size that can actually run routes and get in and out of cuts, you know, like a small guy, you know, and that's something that's different. And, you know, I didn't really know that he was capable of doing it. And coming out here and watching him do the things that he do is puts him in a league of his own.
Just because of the versatility of the guys in your receiving corps, is this probably going to be a different pro year than any you've had from the standpoint that they might say, hey, they might be expecting you to do this from past experience, but let's do this with Landry instead?
I didn't really understand the question, Keith.
Well, you're going to be doing different stuff than you did when you were viewed as a slot receiver.
Right.
A lot different stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, again, I think, you know, Todd does a great job of just getting playmakers the ball. You know, whether it's in space, whether it's, you know, a gadget here, a gadget there. But I'm confident enough to know that he's going to spread the ball around and, you know, put the ball in guys' hands that give us the highest chance of winning.
Jarvis, how excited are you that you might not be doubled all the time?
Very, very, very. You know, coming here, you know, obviously, and again, you know, having Josh for a full season, it makes that type of difference, you know. And, you know, getting guys like Corey Coleman and Callaway stepping up and making plays when their number's called as well, you know, makes this offense that much more of a threat.
Baker was saying that he's never seen a receiving core like this. What do you see out of quarterbacks, of Tyrod and Baker specifically?
Just the accuracy, you know, the leadership, obviously, but, you know, the ways that these guys take the field every day and have been throwing the football, you know, and when the pocket breaking down, their eyes are still down the field. You know, you think of these guys that dual threat quarterbacks and, you know, they want to run as soon as everything goes bad in the pocket. But these guys are looking to extend the play with their arm, you know, but they can with their feet as well. And that's the beauty of this whole thing.
What have you seen from Josh in terms of the way he's conducted himself day in and day out?
Just constant growth. Just constant growth. Sometimes it's hard to get a hold of him. But, you know, just having the opportunity to go out to dinners, just hang out, watch the Cavs games, go to the game, you know, and just talk to him. He's very intellectual. He's definitely a smart guy. And, you know, I think that he understands where his career at and the position that, you know, he's coming out of and, you know, the perception of him right now. You know, obviously that's a reality, but at the same time, you know, he's growing from that. And I think everybody's starting to see that.
You've been excited for 3 months now. Did you need a fresh start in your career?
You know what? You know, I don't know. You know, I'm just kind of, honestly, I'm rolling with it. You know, I'm excited to have an opportunity to play football, and that's all that matters to me. Whether it was in Miami, whether it was in Alaska, Canada, wherever, you know, just opportunity to play is what matters the most to me.
But 3 months later, you still got that first day of school excitement, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.